Awesome. That's all I've got to say, Pastor Rob.
That's great. We do need connect groups because no matter how big a church might grow, there has to be relationship. And it often is best happening in a smaller group, and you can be a part of that. Two other things I want to share with you this morning. One is we mentioned chaplaincy, but we also need people involved in religious instruction or religious education, going into local schools. The doors are open, but getting the people is the hardest thing. So if that's in your heart, I'd like you to be putting yourself forward and saying, hey, I could do that half an hour a week, whatever it is. If you want to find out how inspiring it is to be part of religious education, talk to Emmanuel Vella, who's done it for years, and he has been just so blessed by doing that. And then he still meets kids who are in his classes, and they come and talk to him, so they thought he was a good man. Next Sunday morning, if I had a service called Vision Sunday, it would be next Sunday morning. And I want to share with you a little bit on where our church is going and what I believe God's leading us into. And I'm going to endeavour to answer the question, why did God create man? And we will flow forth from that into your involvement and going forth. Well, this morning, it's a delight to have with us a family called the Kenway family, and they have been part of Mackay for a number of years and then moved to Thailand to take on a missionary role and then came back to Australia and then now going back to Thailand. I won't tell you any more about that because they're going to share with you. And we as a church would like to support them and get behind them financially. And so I just want you to, this morning, there's several things I want you to grasp. One, pick up on the spirit that this, Enoch is going to speak, but pick up on the spirit, the heart, that we're prepared to serve God and go forth into another place. And it sounds glamorous going off to Thailand. What a great nation it is. But the challenge is when you get there and you stay there and you've got to work through all the processes that are involved with that. And they did that for a number of years. 6 years, were you there last time? 6 years, yeah. And so now they feel stirred in God to go back. And I'm just so pleased about that because they are a great family and a blessing to people who know them. And I know that when they go back, the hand of God's going to be on them. They built a great church in Thailand when they were there before. They're going to a slightly different arrangement this time. And they will tell you all about that. You're going to bring the family up, Enoch, so they can all... Come on, Summer. Bring the kids up. Wow, I remember when these three children were like little ducklings, but look how they've grown. They're tall. So this, I want to say to you, I believe this is an excellent family. I have known them, I guess, 8 or 10 years. I've seen them overseas. I've seen them in Australia. And I just, there's a quality about them. There's a touch of God on their lives. And they are really worth our support, not only in practical terms, but also in prayer. And I encourage you to do that. And they're leaving next month. They'll let you know the date. And so you can begin, you can begin praying for them, lifting them before God. God will lead them in what he has for them. Enoch and Summer, bless you both. Love you. I'll pray for you before you go this morning. Oh, look at the size of these kids. Yes. Yes, they're going to be taller than you. That's fine. That's good. Okay, over to you this morning.
Awesome. Thank you, Pastor Rob. My kids are freaking out right now. I didn't say they're coming on stage, but it's an absolute honour to share this morning. And I actually asked Pastor Rob, I took him out for lunch and just shared what God was doing on my heart and what God was bringing confirmation to our family. And he goes, you need to get back out there and start serving God in the nations. And it just puts something in my spirit of having fathers in the faith believing in me and our family and what we're doing next. And so I'll share a little bit about that throughout my message this morning. But firstly, I just want to honour Pastor Rob and Denise for loving us and encouraging us and also creating an amazing school for our family. They did pre-prep and prep before they went, and so that all of their, pretty much all of their primary school was in Thailand, and then also opening up the doors for us to have a year of Australia culture back here at MCC. And so we just appreciate your love and support for our family. And so come on, let's honour your pastors here this morning. It's amazing. And so just a little bit about us, because I don't want to assume that you all know me or our family. We've been here in Mackay for 15 years now. And so we came here originally to support Summer's sister who had twins, and we just felt to come and support them in those early years. And who knows that, you know, as you step out, God continues to direct your steps along the way. And we were just so blessed to find New Life as our home church, and I just felt really settled there. And God really grew us. And through that time, it was really a season of being obedient to God and hearing His voice. And I pray that there's an undertone to what I'm sharing this morning will be about hearing His voice and being obedient. Hearing His voice and being obedient. You know, the devil's trap and what he wants us to do is our spiritual ears and eyes to be blocked from what he is calling us to, that we wouldn't know what the future holds, that we wouldn't hear his voice and the promptings of the Spirit that God has for us. But when God speaks and you hear his voice, it really requires maturity and faith to act on what God is speaking to us about. Because I believe God is speaking to each one of us daily and often in unique ways, but it takes maturity to act on what God is speaking about. And I really pray that our story will be an inspiration to you about what God can do when you say yes, what God can do when you step out in obedience. And for us, you know, I just feel like I'm a little country boy from Mackay, grew up in Cairns, you know, yet God brought me into northern Thailand to plant a church in Thailand during that period of time. We were the fastest growing church in Thailand, and seeing hundreds of people water baptized and Buddhists coming to faith and discipled and raised up in their leadership. And now it's a self-sustainable church there in northern Thailand. And so we're so thankful that God would choose us. And I just pray and pray this morning that maybe you're in this room and you're feeling a stirring. You're feeling a stirring about something. Maybe it's a missional community here in Mackay. Maybe it's a missional community somewhere else or from your homeland, but you're like, what could I do and how could I respond? I just pray that you would continue to just to hear his still, quiet voice and get the confirmation of the Lord. And so a little bit about us before I get into the word. And we felt stirred into church planting. I think came from my pastor, loves church planting. And that's great. But we were actually looking at planting a church in Airlie Beach. I think in 2014, 2015, we were preparing for this. And I had this conversation with my pastor in the office. And I said, I think there's a great need there. And I think we need a church there or a Pentecostal expression in that community. But I don't feel there's a heart, my heart for the people of that city. And one thing I really honour Pastor Craig and Tupper is Craig said to me, well, where do you feel God's calling you? What's on your heart? And I just said, Asia. And, you know, Asia's quite big, you know. It's a broad term, you know. And he just really empowered me. He goes, well, let's explore that. And, you know, we took missions teams to Japan and did all these different things. And until we got the confirmation of what God was speaking to us and where that location was. And it's really important. I want to encourage you that as you step out in faith and do things for God, it's really important that you get confirmation of leaders and spiritual people in your life to come alongside and bring confirmation to that. Because if I went on every thought and every dream that I had, I don't know what I'd be doing right now. But to actually lay that down before God, but also before the leaders that are in my life and say, hey, I'm feeling God stirring to me. What are you feeling? Would you pray and fast and intercede with me and see what... Because the Holy Spirit confirms through the Spirit. And so as he imbibes in Pastor Rob and yourself and everyone in the back row, his Spirit's confirming with each other. And it's like, oh, I resonate with that. I feel this is God. And then we get the confirmation of the word and we move forward. You know, a bit of our story is the first 2 years of our church doesn't look anything like what the church looks like now. I would say it felt like we went through three church splits. It felt like it. It wasn't. But when you're a small church and then there's a few families and people move cities and it's like half your church is gone. And I remember at the end of 2018, we had an interesting year. It was sort of up and down. People were coming in and out, but no one was staying. You know, it was sort of one of those seasons. And I did an end of year. I think most churches, you know, we do like a thank you party or celebrating what God's done that year. I felt like God put a word in my heart. And he said, I want you to challenge everyone in your church. Well, at this stage, the church was maybe 40 people. I just invited the whole church to our thank you party. It was an all-in thing. And I said, I just want every single person in our church not to be here because you have to be here. And we have a vision to see a generation of young people rising up to lead for their people. And so we're going to be dedicated to that and discipleship and faithful in prayer and his word and just led. So I said, if you feel like this is not the vision that you want to partner with, I want to challenge you to go seek God and go and serve the vision of a church and a leader that you feel you can. Well, the next week, half my church was gone. Which was great, but also when you're pioneering a church, it's, you know, we understand momentum and we still need team and there's stuff that happens. And I can tell you that from that very first Sunday of 2019, there was a new family, there was a new student, there was Buddhists walking into our church every single day. By the end of March 2019, our church was over 70 people. And God had just breathed on it. There was unity in the house. And I want to encourage us as a church and as a people of God that when we move significantly for him, we have to do it in unity in the Spirit of God, hearing his voice. I believe that there was something broken in the Spirit when I spoke into the hearts of the people. And most of them are serving great in other churches now. They're not scattered anywhere. But as a father and a shepherd, I said, I need to shepherd a flock that are willing to come alongside and journey with me through the trenches. And so let's be people of God as we think of missions, as we think of things that God has called us to, that we would think of the still, quiet voice, that the promptings, the leading, he is our leader. It says this in the Word of God, that we are co-heirs in Christ, the sense of this partnership. By humility, we come and we partner with Christ in what he has called each and one of us. I'm not sure about you, but I feel broken at times. I feel like I'm not talented. I feel like I don't have much to give. But I try my best to hear his voice and be obedient to what the Lord is saying. And as we do that, his gifts that he has placed graciously upon us are manifested in our communities and ministries. So we lay it down before him in humility. One of the lessons that we learned during this place of hardship, but also growth at the same time, was the faithfulness in every season, in and out of season. I'm not sure about you, but sometimes you just go through some months and you're just like, God's with me. I've got clarity about the future. I'm passionate. I'm have a great devotional life in the mornings and life as well. Then other times it's feel like it's dry, it's hard work. I don't even want to come to church. I'm a pastor. Sometimes there's been Sundays I don't even want to come to church. That's when you know you're a bit dry. And it's a place. I just want to be real with us this morning that it's not about just looking at, you know, sometimes you see leaders and pastors up here and you think we have it all together. Well, we're living a life as best as we can in humility with God, but we go through struggles as much as you do. And we just need the maturity to journey through. And I just really believe that God honors faithfulness to him. It's like, you know, Pastor Rob was sharing, like, maybe Monday morning, tomorrow morning, you're having a hardship. How great our art. What's that? You're proclaiming how good I'm faithful to you in and out of season. And it's easy to live a Christian following life when things are going well, marriage is great, kids are following Jesus, you're in a great school, you have enough money to pay your bills, like what is there to complain about? But when things are tough, when there's family dynamics and there's relationships and you're feeling dry and everyone else around you is feeling like God's moving and you're like, I don't even sense him here right now. It's being faithful and God, you are so true. He's given us a testimony. Your testimony is a testimony of God's grace upon you. No one can take away. The devil will try to steal your testimony. That is yours. That is special. That is anointed. And so as we're going through different seasons, it's really important that we go, this is my test. You've done it before, you're going to do it again. You've done it before, you're going to do it again. And that we can be a generation that inspires the next ones to come through. So our next season, we were planted a church, and our real heart to see a generational church that would reach the nation in a whole new way. And, you know, 70% of our church is under the age of 26, a young, emerging church that's rising up with hundreds of people in that church now. And we came back to Australia for a few different reasons, and one of them was making sure our children understand their homeland and Australia. And then there was also some personal family dynamics as well, with some sick family members that passed last year. And so we just felt like God had released us in that what we had left behind would continue to maintain and thrive. And so God graced us in that, but there was still this yearning of those people and that are in our hearts. And so we kind of had this secret rule at home, because I was still passionate about Thailand, even though I was in Australia, and I was struggling being back here, to be honest, a little bit. And someone was like, we kind of had this family rule, just don't talk about Thailand. That's the way we dealt with it. It's like, everything, I just don't talk about Thailand. And so it was kind of like, and finally I had this prophetic dream, and I'm not that guy. I say that nicely. I breathe in the prophetic voice and dreams and visions, but I'm not someone that like wakes up and go, I had a dream last night, and this is like, this was two nights in a row, pretty much exactly the same dream. And it was about a valley, and I just saw sort of like a stream or like a voice that was proclaiming from a mountaintop. Hit one side of the valley, and there was a light that shone up, and it kind of went on a 45 up the valley, and I was like, wow. You know, like, what is this? And, you know, I didn't think, and it happened the next night, couldn't sleep, had the same dream. And God spoke to me about the word echo. And he said, as you proclaim the goodness and the grace of God in this nation, it's going to go from people group to people group, from village to village, and that you're going to have a generational impact in those areas. And really spoke to me about how can we spend our next season being obedient to God and seeing national leaders rised up and released into what God has called them to do. We could possibly go plant another church, and, you know, by God's grace, we might be able to do that. But our next season's all about raising and releasing national leaders to go plant churches in these villages and beyond, and seeing this generational aspect. And so that's our next season, is we're dedicating to God. We're saying, Lord, we're moving to Chiang Mai, which is the second largest city in Thailand and really the capital of the north. And that's going to help to give us some national influence within movements that are already there, and helping with some church planning strategies and a whole bunch of things. And we're partnering ourselves with a church that we help plant, not a campus, but another a church plant. And so that's just really thriving at the moment. And so we've got a great home base to build from, and leaders to empower. So March the 14th, we're flying out. And we've sold our house, well, hopefully. We've got a contract on our house, and really sense that we're just being obedient. And often people see our lives and go, man, there's so much sacrifice. But can I just say, like, let's not live for the possessions of today, but lay that down. And it's okay to have a nice car and things. That's not my agenda. But if that's what you're pursuing and that gives you the happiness, and that's the, I mean, you got to lay that before God and say, hey, Lord, what's in my heart? And so we're moving in obedience, but often when you move in obedience with God, there are sacrifices. I don't want to say there isn't. When you're being obedient to God, there's things you say no to, and there's things you say yes to. And as we pick up the cross every day as our lives in Jesus Christ, if we're being obedient of saying no and yes, it's decisions that we have to make, yes to this, no to that. I could sleep in longer, but am I going to get up that 20 minutes and, Lord, I'm going to give this time to you. It's a decision of being faithful to him. So I want to encourage us as a church that remain obedient and faithful to him in the small things. Don't look at the big picture. Don't go try to change Africa. What are you doing today with the small things that God has called us? Amen? Amen. Well, I'm going to lead into just a few thoughts around how we can stay missional as people. because I believe that every Christ follower following Jesus is a missional thing about us doing something that influences others. And the day that it's just about me and God, is a dangerous place to be, because it's not bad in itself in a personal, close relationship with Him. But through that close relationship, I believe that God's Spirit puts something in us to impact and impart into others. And that's here in this school, in Mackay, in our region, Australia, and beyond. I believe there's people in this room that could be called overseas. And you've got to just nurture that and gift that and steward that well. Prepare yourself now. Don't wait until you're over in Africa or Asia or something like that. You know, one of the best things that I believe that has prepared us for missions overseas is I was faithful today. I was faithful in Mackay. I was faithful to my pastor. I was faithful to my life group. And I was faithful turning up my prayer. What I was doing, I was equipping. I was a soldier. I was equipping, not knowing what was going to happen in the future. But through that faithfulness, God is now providing and going, hey, I've trusted you with little. I'm going to entrust you with much. And we're going and doing something that we feel God's called us to. It's really been stirring on my heart that as I had the opportunity last year working with ACCI, spending time inspiring pastors and leaders around missions about the responsibilities and opportunities we have. And often we see needs. There's a flood that's just happened. Hey, let's take an appeal. You know, there's people in need. And we can. We respond to the hurting that are out there. But that's kind of reactive. But I think that as a church, that if we would move away from just opportunities, but taking on a holy responsibilities as a church, this is our job as Christians and churches around the world to actually empower people and projects to see communities transform. Don't wait for the NGO. Don't wait for that government grant that comes through. If we would take a responsibility, go, what's this community's responsibility of making an impact in the nations and communities and beyond? So I want to challenge us this morning that don't just wait and put a little kitty aside to when an emergency comes up that we can respond to, but we'll be faithfully going, hey, we can faithfully sow into things that are going to see great fruit. Amen. As Pentecostals here in this room, it's really important that as we're pursuing God, that His Spirit is at work and that He's moving before us. You know, even in Acts 1, we know that there's an outpouring of the Spirit and it's to impart into communities and nations and beyond. But actually there was an eagerness in that story before that, that Jesus said, wait. Wait there in Jerusalem until there is something that I'm sending you that will empower you, that will equip you, that will make you effective in the great commission that God has called you to do. There was this waiting of the Spirit of God. And it's really important that as we pursuing God, that we don't step ahead of His timing and step ahead of the things, but it's this waiting and maturity that happens of allowing His Spirit to bring confirmation. And as you go out, you're going out with your flesh and your soul, but His Spirit is in you, which is now enabling you to do what He has called you to do. God's not going to call you to something that He's not going to equip you and give you the resources to do it. And that's where faith and obedience is taking place. So we're stepping out, not being funded fully or anything like that, but we've had to buy our tickets and we've kind of broken a few rules, Pastor Rob. As a previous missions manager for ACCI, you're supposed to have all your funding all locked away and committed. But we booked our tickets, not trying to be a rogue or anything like that, but there's a sense of like, we want God in this. We got to go out without having it. And often we wait as, you know, in today's world of having it all right together. Well, I've got my team, I've got my resources, I've got this, I've got my backup plan, I've got this. Well, I think that we're trying to manufacture God's kingdom rather than coming and allowing God. He loves a faithful heart. Would we be those children that come before Him? Now, use wisdom and have people around, of course, and don't step out in arrogance or things like that. But it's important that we still remain faithful and go, God, You're in this. One more step, I see Your faith. Oh, that strengthens me. Last week, we had a church that committed to partner with us at a couple hundred dollars a week. And I'm like, oh, Lord, You're faithful. another step, and it's just moving forward into these things, and it's not having it all together, but knowing that, Lord, you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In Luke 4, verse 18 and 19, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to bring the good news to the poor, to send me and proclaim the captives to be released, and blind to see, the oppressed to be set free." And it's a time of the Lord's favor. This is a time, he is sending us the Spirit of God so we can proclaim the good news, that we can see captives free. It's not in my own ability, in my own giftings, and yes, we lay them before God and he uses them. But it's important that his Spirit would go before us, that he has anointed us for this next season. There's three things that I believe that really God needs to get a hold of for us to be effective in missions. And when I say missions, I don't want you to think overseas. Okay, there's a place for that, and there's a place for Australia to respond to missions overseas. But I'm talking missions as in missional. That's missional as a outreach life group. That's a bike club. That's being involved in this school has a mission. That's you're being missional. And I think it's important that we see purpose in the things that God has placed in us today. Because if we just wait for that big dream and I don't want you to look at our lives and think it's greater than what God's doing through your lives. It's just our story and we're being obedient to that. You need to be obedient to what God's calling you to. And so when I say missions, I just want you to say, Lord, this morning would my heart open up to go, Lord, what's missional that I can respond to in this community? Because that's what he's given us. First thought to see a missional heart and something change is that missions must start in the head. Must start with your thinking. A dream, a thought, a waking up, a cry. And when you think of someone that's hurting, what emotion do you have? It's got to be a renewing. It says this in Romans 12, verse 2, that we need to be transformed by the renewing of the mind. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. We've got to change the way we see the broken people in our communities. We've got to change the way we see the struggles and the needs and the hurting. I get it. Sometimes I feel so overwhelmed. And a way that I personally have to deal with it is I try to just turn the other way. Because it's too hard. What can I do to the begging people in our community and the homeless in the city? And it's hard. I can't respond to everything. But would you not allow a hardened heart to not be affected and saying, hey, how can we respond? How can I contribute? What can I pray for? Maybe it's you dedicating 20 minutes every week that I'm going to pray for the homeless in this city and just lift them up or whatever it might be. We need a change from our head. From our head to our heart. Our heart is a place of emotion, a place of your soul and mind. You know, the word heart is used over 1,000 times in his word. It's not talking just about this heartbeat thing. It's the body, mind, spirit. It's the essence of who we are. It's where life itself flows. It says that in Proverbs 4, that guard your heart, for the wellspring of life flows from it. It's what it is. When I say that David had a heart after God, there wasn't this little emoji that was going out. But gotcha, God. It was his soul, his body yearn in a worship, in a place of, in the midst of his brokenness and his stuff that he was going through, his heart was after God. He was eagerly to repent when he made silly mistakes and then came before God, and God's like, he's a man of my own heart, after my own heart. Not perfect, but he'd come. And what's that? It's a yearning. It's a place to God. And I just pray that when we think of missions, that we would let it affect us. Get emotional for the broken. Like, let it mess you up. Challenge you. Challenge the way you think. Challenge the way that you give. Change the way that you volunteer. Let it mess you up. Ask Pastor Rob to come to Pan Asia, or whatever the new international conference now it's called, where you're exposed to these missionaries and field workers and projects. And it's like, if that doesn't mess you up, what does? Like, you, If you don't walk out of a Pan-Asia conference not crying, well, you're not human, I reckon. Because it's brokenness out there. We live in an amazing country, beautiful facilities. Most of us, even on government support, can survive and not go hungry. We are so blessed. So blessed. And out of that blessing, we can actually empower others, communities, and people groups all around the world. What an awesome responsibility God has given us. It's not an opportunity, it's a responsibility that He has put on the Australian church and other nations like us to be able to empower and support and sacrifice and give to others. Let missions go to your heart. Let it affect you. Let it mess you up. Let it, when you hear someone doing something, you're like, oh, can I have a coffee with you? I want to hear about it. Not avoid it because you feel like, now I'm going to have to respond to it. But you want to hear their heart. Let it affect your heart. And the third thing is missions must go to your hands. A practical application. And I say hands, I'm not saying you all got to go to Thailand. I'm saying your hands of application, of your emotion, of your head to your heart to go, and this is what I believe that God is putting in my hands to be a blessing to others. Now that could be finances. That could be prayers. You're being dedicated into your missional community that God has brought you into, of praying and sacrificing and singing that. Maybe it's volunteering in some community organizations involved with the church and going, I'm going to lay down my Saturday once a month and give this to you and be part of it. I believe each one of us can respond to missions. Don't wait for the missionary to come up here and share about what he's doing and we'll go support him. Is that the kingdom of God? Or is it us as a church, people, followers of Jesus, living a missional life every single day? And a few of us might be going overseas and a few of us might be going into unreached people groups, and that's fantastic. But God has called each one of us to do something today, and what has He given you? It's really important that we live out the Great Commission. He's empowered us, the Great Commission, with the Holy Spirit. He said, go, I've given you all authority in heaven on the earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations. He's not telling us to do it in our own abilities and our own strength and our own weaknesses. He's saying, with all those things, I'm going to empower you to do what I've called you to do and that we can lay it down before Him. I've got a couple of questions as we finish up this morning. What has God put in your heart that you could respond to? People aren't going to be impacted by what you know and what you think. We all have great dreamy ideas. That's good on you. Doesn't make a difference. People aren't even impacted by having a good heart. There's a lot of good-hearted people here that are far from God. People are actually impacted by the hands and feet and put an application to what you believe in and living that out every day. That's what impacts people. So my question to you this morning is a similar question to was Moses. What's in your hand? What has God given you today to respond well in missions? Maybe it's some volunteering hours. Maybe it's doing RE at the school. Great need. The schools are open for religious instruction into public systems. We don't have Christians in the town that can go and share the gospel and share the word of God. Come on. This could be our moment to respond in this room. Or maybe it's, hey, I'm blessed with resource. I'm going to sow it into the missions of this house, and as they impart and empower others to do things that I can contribute to that, into the missions of MCF and what they're doing throughout this community and beyond. Maybe it's being dedicated and going, every Tuesday morning I'm going to dedicate some time to pray for the people that are out there, the people that have been persecuted, the people that are gone and laid down everything. Not saying poor me or anything like that, but they need us. You know, one of the great blessings that I feel that our next season as, missionaries or field workers with ACCI is that we get to broaden the spiritual weight behind us. It's not just one local church empowering and supporting us. I have many local churches and pastors and communities that are praying and believing to see that nation impacted. And I just think that that's amazing that we can join together, and it might be just a simple, faithful prayer that I lift them up to you, Lord. Well, Lord, hey, I'm going to sacrifice. I'm not going to buy one takeaway coffee each week, and I'm going to put that $5 towards my MCF missions account. Just one little thing. Have Nescafe that morning. Or maybe don't. Just fast from coffee that morning. That's a sacrifice right there. Maybe it's just something simple, you know. I think each one of us can respond to missions. It's just the amount of how much are you willing to sacrifice and let go of something that might be a blessing to you, but you can be a blessing to others. Amen? Amen. Can I quickly pray for us this morning? Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're still on the throne. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that you would continue to renew our minds. Renew our minds, Lord, that we would think of others and our neighbours, Lord, as we think of ourselves. Lord, that we would be willing to sacrifice and be obedient to you and lay that down. And Lord, I pray for each heart here this morning. Lord, the ones that have been walking with you for 50 plus years and the ones, Lord, that are still on that discovery of surrender. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that you would challenge our hearts this morning and open them, Lord, and soften our hearts, Lord, about how we can respond as a follower of Jesus Christ to missions. Lord, that our world is big and small at the same time. Lord, we can't be naive about where we live in Australia and everything's so far, but Lord, how can we respond and be a blessing? The resources that you have placed in us, Lord, that we could help and support. And Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that each hand, Lord, in a spiritual sense of action and application of what you're doing, Lord, that we would respond. Lord, I pray, Lord, that there would be people in this room this morning that would be challenged, Lord, to give some time to RI. Lord, and volunteer as chaplains and support, Lord, the local church initiatives and work in, with the church about how we can outreach into our communities. Lord, I pray, Lord, even right now, there could be some young people in this room that feeling stirred for the nations but don't quite know how to do it. Lord, would you continue the fire in their heart? Lord, would you get people around them, Lord, that would stir up that gift, Lord, that would surrender and Lord, give their life to you, Lord, to see people reached with the love of God. So, Father, right now, Lord, we ask your Holy Spirit to empower us, Lord. We wake up Monday morning, Lord, that you're with us, that you'd go before us. We surrender this to you, Lord. We lay our gifts, our talents, our resources, our time, and we go, Lord, these are at your feet right now. We give these to you. And Father, we just pray right now, Lord, over MCF, Lord, as they enter into this season, Lord, of 2024. Lord, I pray for the vision and the heart of Pastor Rob and Denise, Lord, for the years to come, Lord, that it would resonate with our hearts, Lord, that we would join in unity. And I share that story this morning about unifying, and there's something powerful about a unified church and in one spirit with one another. And I just pray, Lord, that you'd continue to protect this house and see people, Lord, multiplied across this community, Lord, that nations will be impacted by the faithfulness and the diligence and the obedience, Lord, from this house. So, Lord, we give this to you in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ.
That's great. We are a missional church. We believe in missions very much. We've sent out people before. We give at least 20% of our income as a church to missions. And of course, we invite you to be a part of that. There are people who will go across to nations, but we believe in neighbourhood to nations. You can be a missionary across the back fence or across the road. We have a school in which we have probably well over 500 children who are not born again. So that's a mission in itself for us to work with. So we have a missions heart, and I so appreciate what Pastor Enoch was saying in the realm of missions. I don't know whether you caught a comment he made when he said it sort of in passing. He said, we've got a contract on our house. And, you know, if he had talked to me, probably just, well, you didn't, I would have said to him, don't sell your house, rent it, because rents are good. That'll help support you, and you'll always have a base back in Australia. And I don't really know why they're selling the house as such, but I'm going to take it. They're cutting the ties. They're burning the bridges. They're saying, this is what God's called us to. We're leaving everything behind. That's a marvellous thing. And that's a great spirit. And I do appreciate what he shared with you today. Take it to heart. Look, some of you perhaps have a sort of sense of missions calling, which might be to other nations. These days, we can go and visit places and be involved, which I've done over the years. We can participate with missionaries by going to some of their conferences. But we've got missions at home, missions around about us that we can be involved in as well. We're all given a mission by Jesus. He said, go. And that's what we're about. We go because we love people. And so I want you to be supportive of missions. Set aside some of your income to give to missions so that we can reach people. Other, we might not go, but we can support others in the going. And that's a great thing for us to do. I want to pray for you guys. Can you come?